We want to give a quick thank you to Forward Marching Band for playing some music as we all gathered here. Without further ado, we're going to start with some speakers. We have youth speakers as well as some guest speakers. Hey everyone, I'm Ella Kusterman. I'm one of your MCs today. Thank you so much for turning out. This is so important. We have some amazing speakers, so stick around. Kickstarting our speakers is Max Prestigiacomo. Max is a Middleton High School senior and has spent the past years working to fight voter apathy and inspire his peers to get involved and, more importantly, vote. Max has been very involved in the planning of today's strike and is a Madison activist. Please join me in welcoming lead organizer Max Prestigiacomo.
Hi, everyone. My name is Max Prestigiacomo. I'm a senior at Middleton High School, and today I stand in solidarity with the hundreds of thousands of students striking from their education over 1,500 cities and 100 countries. Thank you to every single one of you who showed up today. Thank you for the hundreds of people who donated and who spent countless hours putting this together. We couldn't have done this without you. We stand here today to send our politicians a message. We will not sit idly by while our environment is destroyed by the inaction of our leaders. What we're doing today is a disruption of the status quo, and they don't like it. We're disrupting the status quo because the contradiction between what we're taught in schools and how our leaders act is astounding. Don't know what I mean? Here's a past tweet from President Donald Trump. The concept of global warming was created by and for the Chinese in order to make US manufacturing non-competitive. Now here's a quote from my science textbook. The evidence is incontrovertible. Global warming is occurring. If no mitigating actions are taken, significant disruptions in the Earth's physical and ecological systems, social systems, security, and human health are likely to occur. That was my science textbook. We've normalized the denying of visible and tangible reality in our political discourse. Instead of arguing the solutions to climate change, the political discourse in this country is still debating whether or not it's even real. It's up to us young people to repair the contradiction. We have the numbers, we have the courage, and we have the science all on our side. Let's make them never forget, or we'll make sure their constituents don't when it's election season. Making your voice heard is crucial to enacting necessary change. Just as important as screaming from the mountaintops like we are today is voting in the ballot box. For everyone in the crowd, raise your hand if you're registered to vote. Hey. Look around. Look around at these people. See your peers and be like them. Right at the bottom of the steps is a table for Next Gen Wisconsin, a grassroots organization that works tirelessly to lift up youth voices. Next Gen empowers young people because our vote is so crucial so that we can elect progressive leaders who will safeguard the environment and protect the livelihood of all Wisconsinites. I'm proud to call myself a Next Gen volunteer. Next Gen volunteers fight voter apathy one person at a time every single day. The movement exists because young people like you see here are inherently creative, tirelessly passionate, and won't stop until our leaders act. Over the last few years, Wisconsin has increasingly battled massive floods, droughts, and economic setbacks due to worsening climate change. Young people have made our choice clear. Solve the climate crisis using any means necessary. Tomorrow is not a promise. It hinges on the actions of today. We've told numerous times throughout the planning of this that the Green New Deal is just not the right timing. We only have one answer to that. Sorry, the destruction of this planet's environment is an inconvenience in your schedule. Now's not the time to debate whether or not to act. It's time to have the courage to act. As we feel the looming presence of the global deadline, it's important to remember that we do not inherit the Earth from our ancestors. We borrow it from our children. Thank you.
Y'all are gonna love our next speaker. Our next speaker is a fierce advocate for environmental issues, co-chair of the House Progressive Caucus, and co-sponsor of the Green New Deal. He has a long history of fighting at the state and national level for clean and renewable energy, and he believes that scientists should be listened to more than the lobby. Please join me in welcoming Congressman Mark Pocan.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. And let's give a big thank you to Max and all the organizers for today. This is an awesome turnout. I want to thank the hundreds and hundreds of students who are here today, the hundreds of thousands of students and others across the globe that are caring about this issue today and are leading the movement to fight against actions that are hurting our climate. You are the reason why climate change is at the front of the political debate today. We have known for years that we are on an unsustainable path, and politicians in Washington, D.C., and here in Madison, and certain political parties have been too willing for too long to ignore the facts. Yet you are ensuring that this issue is finally getting the debate and attention that it deserves. 2 years ago, we watched President Donald Trump pull the United States out of the Paris Climate Agreement, ceding this country's leadership on climate change and the environment. The United States stood literally alone when every other nation on the planet stayed in the agreement and worked towards curbing emissions and turning the tide on this issue. And now the president and too many in Congress might not care much what the planet will look like in 20, 30, 50 years, and maybe it's because they won't be here to see it. Or maybe more accurately, the special interests don't want to change how they do business to make the planet better, and they want to use their political clout to stop planet-saving actions from politicians who are only too willing to oblige. However, your generation will be the one that will suffer the effects of climate change, and you deserve better. That's why, despite the president's decision, activists and students around the country, including right here today in Madison, are joining together to demand change. The status quo will not work, and we must take action. This is why I was one of the first members of Congress to join Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I'll tell her you said that. In supporting the Green New Deal. And because of you, more than 100 members of Congress in the Senate and the House have signed on to this resolution. And as co-chairman of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, I will continue to fight to advance this issue and ensure that climate change receives debate and action in Washington. Look, we know we have to address climate change. Report after report, severe weather action after severe weather action has shown us that we are headed towards the point of no return. And we must act now. We must transition to renewable energy. One that doesn't rely on fossil fuels. We must invest in technologies and industries that will move us towards net zero greenhouse gas emissions and secure clean air and water for everyone. And we can do all of this by creating millions of high-paying jobs right here in the United States and ensure economic security for everyone. Look, I have 8.5 kilowatts of solar power being produced on my roof at home right now as we speak. There is nothing like protecting the planet while paying as little as $7 or $8 a month for your power bill. But don't forget, all of those cells can be created in Wisconsin, and the people who install them on your roof are your friends and family. You can protect the planet, save on your utility bills, and create high-paying jobs right here in Wisconsin at the same time. That is a win, win, win by any measure. So together we will win by standing up against the fossil fuel industry, and we will fight for the future of our planet. And we're going to do it because of all of you who are here today. Thank you so much for being here speaking out. Please continue to be active on this issue. Nothing short of the future of the planet is what's at stake. I thank you, and thank you for the invitation to be here today. Take care. Thank
you so much. One more hand for Mark Pocan.
Can I give a shout out to Senator Mark Miller is here, who's been an advocate for the environment. Senator Mark Miller.
Shout out to Mark Miller, who's also here, who's a state senator, who's a huge environmental advocate. Speaking next is Ella Roach, the state communications lead and a Middleton High School junior. Ella has advocated for many issues, including gun safety and sexual assault. They believe in the power of activism through storytelling and consistently use journalism as a form of advocacy in their school community. Please welcome Ella Roach.
I'm standing in front of you today because I'm frustrated. I'm frustrated with the politicians that make climate change a partisan issue. I'm frustrated with my family for using plastic water bottles and Ziploc bags. I'm frustrated with the fact that our generation has to literally save the world because of the mistakes of those before us. But most of all, I'm frustrated with myself because when I get frustrated about climate change, I don't do anything about it. I let my frustration sit inside of me and make me feel helpless. But that's going to end today. This strike is my turning point. It has to be the turning point for all of us, or we won't be able to save our planet in 11 years. We have to turn our frustration into action. And one area we as students can all take action in is school waste. Every day, like many of you, I see half-eaten lunches thrown away instead of composted. I'm handed papers upon papers in class after class. I'm told that my school doesn't recycle, and I'm never given a clear answer when I ask if that's true. And this is just one of millions of schools across the country. A Minnesota study found that our nation's public schools produce roughly 14,500 tons of waste per day. To put that in perspective, that's the same amount of waste produced in New York City each day. The most staggering fact, though, is that 75% of public school waste can be diverted out of landfills because it's made of paper products and food waste, which can be recycled and composted. The ability to make a huge environmental impact is right in our hands. And it's up to us as students to tell our administrations what we need and refuse to give up until they offer us sustainable choices. What we need is less paper and more digital resources in class. What we need is biodegradable utensils instead of plastic ones in the cafeteria. What we need is effective recycling and compost systems. We need this and so much more. You know what wasteful actions your school takes because you probably see them every day. So take an action, start a petition, write an article in your school newspaper, talk to student council, or set up a meeting with your principal. Our voices can make a change, and they need to reach beyond the problem of waste. To be truly sustainable, our schools need an updated sustainability curriculum. The way that sustainability is taught can dramatically impact students. Where recycling programs do exist, schools often are awarded for being exceptional, as if the idea were groundbreaking. Recycling should be the standard, not the exception. Teachers like to use recycling as an easy example of how we can make a difference in the environment, and rightfully so. But the lessons don't talk about how recycling has real and expected costs, and it's a complex issue that's not just a right or wrong. And recycling activities or lessons are so short-lived. Sustainability needs to be permanently included in school curriculum and action so that students learn in and out of the classroom that sustainability is a process, not an end goal that they need to strive for every day. It needs to be paired with nonpartisan, science-based climate change lessons in every school across America. We cannot solve the problem if those involved in the discussion don't have all the facts. We have an environmental crisis in our schools, and you're either part of the problem or you're part of the solution. So when you walk away from this rally in a few hours, when you board your bus and you return to school, and you walk through the front doors of your building again, I want you to ask yourself, which are you? Thank you. All right, we're gonna lead a chant. Ready?
Ready.
Hey, hey, ho, ho! Climate change has got to go!
Hey, hey,
ho, ho! Climate change has got to go! Hey, hey, ho, ho! Climate change has got to go! Hey, hey,
ho, ho!
Climate change has got to go!
Hey, hey, ho, ho! Climate change has got to go! Hey, hey, ho, ho!
Climate change has got to go!
Hey, hey, ho, ho! Climate change has got to go! Hey, hey, ho, ho! Climate change has got to go! Hey, hey, ho, ho! Climate change has got to go! Hey, hey, ho, ho!
All right, thank you all for